This news story was written by Finit Nirapil. HIV prevention pills should be free, but insurers are still charging. Tens of thousands of people most vulnerable to contracting HIV are forced to pay for medication to prevent the virus, despite federal requirements guaranteeing free access to treatment that is critical to ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the United States, according to multiple studies and interviews with medical professionals, activists, and patients. Insurance companies are skirting rules compelling them to pay for pre-exposure prophylaxis treatment, known as PrEP, researchers and HIV advocacy organizations say, leaving patients to shell out hundreds of dollars each year for medication, co-pays, doctor visits, and screenings required to stay on drugs that reduce the risk of contracting HIV through sex by 99%. Under the Affordable Care Act, commercial insurers must cover certain preventive health services. This is supposed to include at least one form of oral PrEP and related health services, such as regular testing for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases, for people at increased risk of contracting HIV, according to 2021 guidance from the Biden administration. Responding to complaints that patients were still being charged, the Biden administration in October released new guidance instructing private insurers to cover all forms of PrEP without prior authorization, including new long-acting injections. Nearly a third of a national sample of 325 health coverage plans on government insurance marketplaces did not include PrEP on their lists of covered preventive services, according to the AIDS Institute, a New York-based nonprofit. Between 20 and 30% of PrEP users with commercial insurance still had to pay for it despite the coverage mandate, with an average cost of $227 for 2022, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Government regulators have been slow to crack down on insurer violations, activists say, creating a barrier to getting more at-risk Americans on the medication. The CDC estimates that only a third of the more than 1 million people who could benefit from PrEP have received a prescription, according to its most recent data. "We are talking about people's lives here," said Harold Phillips, who served as President Joe Biden's director for the White House Office of National AIDS Policy until he stepped down in January. "We have all of these really innovative new HIV prevention tools, but if we can't work these pieces out, then communities are not going to have access." Phillips convened a White House meeting of government officials and activists last year to address inconsistent PrEP insurance coverage and came away frustrated that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which enforces preventive care regulations, would not prioritize fixing the gap. CMS said it takes enforcement seriously and recently found two insurance plans in violation of coverage requirements following consumer complaints, according to a statement provided by spokeswoman Patrice Martin. The agency requires insurers that break the rules to audit PrEP claims and reimburse consumers who were wrongly denied. The Department of Labor, which regulates employer insurance plans, is investigating a large insurance company in response to a complaint about PrEP coverage, said Tim Hauser, an agency official involved in insurance oversight. He said the agency does not have enough staff to conduct proactive investigations and lacks the authority to sue and penalize insurers that break the rules. But Matthew Rose, a senior public policy advocate for the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ+ advocacy group, said relying upon complaints to force insurers to act is short-sighted, and the federal government should take a more aggressive approach. He said the new guidance from the Biden administration would not solve the deeper issue of lax enforcement against insurers who break rules. Federal health agencies did not respond to repeated requests to answer questions about the new PrEP policies. "You would think that insurance companies would love for a chronic condition to go away," said Rose, whose own insurance company tried charging him for PrEP-related testing. When scientists discovered antiviral medications used to treat HIV also were highly effective at preventing infections, it marked a game-changer in the decades-long battle against the virus. The CDC in 2014 recommended PrEP for groups at elevated risk, primarily men who have sex with men. Public health experts credit PrEP for declines in new HIV infections, about 32,000 in 2022. The treatment, available as daily pills or periodic injections, offers an additional layer of protection and peace of mind to gay men who live under the specter of a disease that disproportionately tears through their community. The Biden administration recently announced PrEP would be covered under Medicare Part B, allowing seniors to receive the treatment at no cost, just like people on private insurance plans. Experts hoped mandating insurance coverage of PrEP would increase uptake, but the mandate is in legal jeopardy. A federal judge in 2022 ruled in favor of a Christian-owned company that complained the requirement violated religious freedom because the plaintiff believes the drug facilitates homosexual behavior. The ruling, which relied on the Supreme Court's 2014 decision relieving certain business owners with religious objections of the requirement to provide contraceptive coverage to their employees, is under appeal. The incoming Trump administration could turn against the insurance mandate. During Trump's first term, his administration crafted a plan to end HIV that prioritized promoting the use of PrEP, but officials also often sided with employers who cited religious freedom to avoid facilitating certain types of medical care. While the legal battle continues, patients still face roadblocks to free PrEP. Patients are charged copays when picking up the medication at pharmacies. They get bills for doctor's visits during which they were prescribed PrEP, but also discussed other medical issues. It can be difficult to find out which forms of PrEP a plan covers. Sometimes patients do not even know they should be getting the drug free. Some health insurers have blamed the coverage issues on providers and pharmacies submitting incorrect billing codes, not a refusal to cover treatment. Health plans partner closely with providers to ensure patient access to PrEP and related preventive health services with no cost sharing, said James Swan, a spokesman for AHIP, the insurance industry group formerly known as America's Health Insurance Plans. Luke Troxell, a 28-year-old medical device engineer in Minneapolis, was repeatedly charged for doctor's appointments and regular testing required for PrEP users. Insurance companies denied his appeals, so he filed a class action lawsuit against UMR, which administers his employer insurance plan. Troxell said that while he can afford the more than $1,000 he was ultimately billed before changing insurers, he worries about those who don't have hundreds of dollars to spare or the time to wage a legal battle. It's the entire business model. It's deny as much as you get away with, Troxell said of insurance companies skirting of federal requirements. And the lawsuits and settlements are just a cost of doing business. UMR said it fully covers PrEP in accordance with current clinical guidelines when prescribed for preventive care. In this case, the treating physician did not code the claims as preventive care, which is why there were out-of-pocket expenses, according a statement provided by Caroline Landry, a company spokeswoman. LGBTQ plus health providers say they often tangle with insurance companies to spare their patients from paying bills. At Positive Impact Health Center, an Atlanta area network focused on HIV prevention and treatment services, a quarter of its 1,700 insured patients who recently submitted insurance claims for PrEP were charged out-of-pocket costs, according to Emily Blakelock, the clinic's vice president of pharmacy. Only two ended up paying because the organization works with foundations and drug manufacturers to secure copay assistance, she said. But Blakelock said foundation dollars should not be used to pay for care that is supposed to be free. Trying to get regulators to intervene has been a challenge because so many entities are involved, she said, and complaints she's made to the Georgia insurance regulator were redirected to other agencies. Holding these insurance companies accountable is extremely difficult, Blakelock said. Joseph Cheruby, who runs a PrEP clinic at Washington University in St. Louis, said he and his staff find themselves in a frustrating situation in which insurers keep denying claims for improper billing codes without clarifying which ones are accepted. They end up having to guess, trying six different codes ranging from screenings for sexually transmitted infections to exposure to HIV. Our goal is to make sure these things don't go to collection, and it becomes a huge issue for patients and they start panicking, Cheruby said. The moment patients get an $800 bill, they say, hell no, I'm not going to the doctor again. A recent study estimated that nearly half of people prescribed PrEP would not fill the prescriptions if they have to pay more than $500. That dropped to 7.3% if the medication were free. Cheruby noted his clinic specializes in PrEP and employs staff who can focus on navigating insurance claims, resources that are not available to many Americans who need the drug. If that's what's required, then you can understand how disparities continue to fester, Cheruby said. Public health officials say PrEP uptake has lagged among Black and Latino people who disproportionately contract new infections, as well as in rural areas where healthcare is more difficult to access. Many in the gay community turn to the telehealth company Mister to bypass the traditional healthcare system in getting PrEP. Mister offers virtual consultations with doctors, handles insurance claims, and delivers PrEP medication by mail. To overcome health insurance denials, its staff has developed processes to secure prior authorizations from insurers and enroll patients in financial assistance programs when all else fails. Tristan Shukraft said he founded Mister 6 years ago after helping more than a dozen friends overcome complications getting PrEP. Companies like us should not have to exist for the purpose of getting insurance companies to cover their medication, Shukraft, Mister's chief executive, said. It should be a seamless process, but unfortunately it's not.